Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that one is allowed to rub olive oil onto his body for Maaser Sheni produce. The Mishnah Beis brings a machlekes regarding this halacha. Reb Shimon says, "Ein sachin shemen shal Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim." One is not allowed to rub Maaser Sheni oil on his body in Yerushalayim. V'chachamim matirim, and the chachamim argue and they permit. And the Tana of the previous Mishnah was the Chachamim that allow one to rub oil on the body for Maaser Sheni oil. The Mishnah now brings a discussion between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon. Amar lo Reb Shimon, the Chachamim said to Reb Shimon, "Im hekel b'truma chamura, if we are lenient regarding truma, which in general is very stringent, and we're lenient and we allow truma oil to be smeared on the body, and that's considered normal consumption, shouldn't we be lenient by Maaser Sheni, which in general is more lenient? In general, Truma was more chamer, more stringent, and Maaser Sheni was more lenient. And we find that it's accepted by all that regarding Truma, one has a lot of rub oil on the body. So shouldn't it be that way by Maaser Sheni as well?" Amar Laham, Rabbi Shimon said back to them, "Ma, what is this law? It's not true. Im hekel b'truma chamura. Just because we're lenient regarding rubbing oil of truma, which in general truma is more stringent, that's not a question. Makim shehekel b'krishim ubetulsin. We also find that truma is a place that we're lenient regarding the halachas of krishim, which are vetch, which is a type of animal food, ubetulsin and fenugreek. So we find leniencies by truma by these two vegetables, and these leniencies are going to be discussed in the next two Mishnayos. So we find other leniencies by truma, and nakal b'maaser sheni hakal. So just because we found these leniencies by truma, should we also be lenient by maaser, which in general is more lenient? Makim shalei hekel b'krishim u'tilson. We don't find any leniencies of krishim and tilson, of vetch and leeks by Maaser Sheni, so it's not a question that we don't find this leniency of rubbing oil by Maaser Sheni either, because, yeah, even though Truma is more stringent, but there are leniencies that are found, and this is just another one of them that Maaser Sheni is more stringent in the regard to rubbing oil, that Reb Shimon held you cannot rub Maaser Sheni oil, even though Truma, you can rub Truma oil. Mishnah Gimel now gives, Mishnah Gimel discusses the leniencies of Tilson that are found by Truma over Maaser Sheni, and Mishnah Dalet tomorrow will discuss the Karshinim. Mishnah Gimel, Tilson shall Maaser Sheni Te'achol Tzimchinim. The Tilson, the fenugreek of Maaser Sheni, was eaten while it was had to be eaten while it was still young and still moist. The way it worked, the fenugreek, as it got more developed and older, it would dry and harden, and it would no longer be edible. And so the Maaser Sheni had to be eaten while it was still young and moist and still edible for people, whereas the truma tilson was allowed to stay longer in age, and it could be fed to animals, as opposed to the Maaser Sheni not. Generally, truma couldn't be fed to animals. This is an exception. But the Maaser Sheni was more stringent and had to be eaten at a younger stage, whereas the truma, you can let it grow longer. V'shel truma, regarding the fenugreek of truma, b'shamay imrim kol maseh batara. Everything that's done to prepare the fenugreek, when he's manhandling this fenugreek, it has to be done batara. With purity, he has to wash his hands and remove tuma first before working with it. And this was extra chumra midrabanan that was added on, even though it didn't have full truma status because it wasn't fully edible by everyone. But it was still meant only for kahanim, and so therefore, the rabanan required that he has to wash his hands every time he wants to work with it. With an exception, chutz mechafifasa, except when he would use it as a shampoo. They would use the fenugreek to rub it in their hair as a shampoo, and by doing so, it would no longer be edible. People wouldn't eat it afterwards. So once this was done, there was no concern that a non-kain would eat it, and at that point in time, there was no concern about having tahar hands, because there was only a requirement midrabbanan to prevent non-kana from eating it. But once it's used as a shampoo, it won't be eaten anyways, and then there's no concern that it has to be done b'tahara. Well, Beisil, I remember Beisil argued on Beis Shammai, and they said kol ma'aseh b'tumah, everything done to it can be done with tumah. He does not need to wash his hands before working with the fenugreek and preparing it. Chutz mishir yasa, except when he soaks it. Soaking it does two things. When the produce gets wet, it becomes hukshir l'kabel tumah. It becomes now susceptible to receive tumah. That's one thing that takes place. And if he didn't wash his hands, then he will actually transmit tumah to the fenugreek. So in this process of soaking it, two things are going to happen. It'll become susceptible and actually receive the tumah from the hands. So here, that much the Rabbanan required that he should not do b'tumah. He should wash his hands first. But all other works that he does to prepare the fenugreek, he does not need to wash his hands before, according to Beis Hillel.